Om Shanti, good morning. Today we have with us our senior Rajyogi brother Ramnath Bhaiji. Give him a big hand. He keeps him busy in giving knowledge. The people come here. He sits individually also and sits in group also. He likes to share knowledge and share his experiences on the basis of the experiments he does. And he keeps on traveling India and abroad, and many a times he travels with Dadi Ratan Mohini. And he is headquarter coordinator for our religious service wing. So he keeps him busy in all these activities. And now I am requesting him to speak on the topic experiencing angelic meeting with Bab Dada.
Om Shanti. All are very fine. Only fine or very, very fine. Good. And today's topic is experiencing angelic meeting. Because since many years, we are so habitual in meeting with Bab Dada. In which form? Corporeal form. So always it is not possible. And more powerful is Baba is always telling that is angelic meeting is more powerful than the corporeal. Because Baba has to incarnate and he has to come. It is always not possible. And looking to the present condition. So now it is very important to learn, and always, anytime, whenever you want, we can connect to him. Because last year also Baba said very new technique. Each year he is coming and giving new techniques. Last year one thing Baba said, if you have any problem, any type of obstacle, anything comes in front of you, what you have to do? Anymore? Last year, very new technique and it is very refined. Baba said, come to Madhuvan. Not physically. Mentally come to Madhuvan and Baba will make you powerful. Make your powerful mind. Last year he said. This year also Baba said, what you said today, this year Baba said, if anything, any problem, any difficulties, question is coming, whom to tell? So Baba is telling, always, everything you tell me. But how you will tell him? Physically he is not available. So how you will give him? How you will have communication with him? That subtle meeting is very important. Because this life is spiritual life, physical life finish. After realizing, after taking 7 days course, physical awareness, physical life finish. It is a new birth. Is it? So now we have realized I am a soul and body is instrument. It is a new birth. So when you realize I am a soul and who is belongs to me? The only one Father. Anything comes in our life, so keep communication with him. And Baba, only thing in this confluence age, always he is available. There is no time limit, there is no condition, unconditional. Yes, any time you can contact to him. But how you will contact? Suppose somebody I want to contact in London, Africa, America, anywhere else. What is the media? Anytime I can contact. How? What is the media? How I can contact? How I can talk to you? It is possible. I am here and you are somewhere else, any corner of the world. It is possible to communicate? But what is the media? Yes. But phone, if I am having mobile phone, I can contact you? Possible? I am having mobile phone. I can contact you? Possible? Think once again. I must know your mobile number. Instrument are not everything. I must know your number. Then only I can dial, no? I know you. I am having mobile. If I want to contact, I require your number. If I am dialing that number, easily I can connect. Is it? Baba is available. We want to talk to him. We are having that instrument also. How you will connect to him? What is his number? You want to contact. So how you will connect to him? That is very important. Because whole world, because in whole world one word is used. What is meditation? Activate your consciousness, connect with the Supreme Consciousness. Yes? Universally, all are telling this, mostly. So how to activate? How to connect? It is very easy nowadays. We can reach any corner of the world. Yes? But when? How you will reach? You must know the number. Then only I can connect you, no? So, Baba is also telling, anytime you can contact me, you can connect me, you can meet me, there is no condition. I am always available because I am an obedient servant. I came to serve my children. It is my first duty. And I am always available. But how you will connect to him? Who will tell me? How you connect? But if you are also having intellect, he is also having intellect. To connect something is necessary, no? So how you connect him? Any experience? How you connect? You want to connect, definitely. You want to talk to him. Even if you want to talk to him, you are also having mobile phone, he is also having mobile phone. So how you connect? Number is necessary. What is his number? You know. If you do not know, even though we are having instrument, it is worthless. Is it? Baba is there, he is available, he is always offering. I am always ready. I am always, use me, I came for children's service. So who will take service? So how you will take? How you will communicate? What is the number? That's why the whole world is also telling. Activate your consciousness. How you activate? How you become soul conscious? You can leave this body easily. No. How you activate yourself? How you will become soul conscious? It is possible by staying in this body. You can forget your body. No. You are using. If you 1 minute, if you come out, it is nothing, not possible. And there is no choice. You can come anytime. You can go. You can use this body. No. So how you do that meditation? How you connect with him? If you have yes. Who will tell? I do not know. You tell me. If I want to connect to him, subtle meeting is very powerful. And many times Baba said, anything you have, at any time, keep connection with me. Talk to me. I am ready to give you all type of informations. Because I came to serve you. How you connect? I have not seen him. You can see the soul. Soul is subtle. If any physical things are there, you can visualize. Subtle things, you cannot visualize. Physical, I have seen her. I can visualize. But subtle. How you visualize point of light, which you have seen star, you will emerge. Vision and visualization, there is a difference. Whatever you have seen, that you visualize. It is not a fact. And soul is point of light, it is subtle. Only you can experience, cannot be seen with physical eye. How? By? How you remember him? How you remember, what is the technique? So you have to leave the body first. How you realize? You tell me the technique. If I want to talk to you, I must know your number. So I can communicate with you anytime. If I do not know the technique, the number, so I cannot contact, no? So we give different names, be bodiless, be soul conscious, be angel. How to be body conscious, soul conscious? What is the technique? For that, what I have to do? I have to do something, no? Easily we cannot forget this. What is that meditation? We know if you have to connect, how to connect? You have to use the Fevicol or that gum tape. What? Yes, how to remember? Ask him question. So if I do not know you, if I just ask, so I can, one is in physical, corporeal, one is in subtle, how you will ask him? Yes, but he is somewhere else, no, somebody is in America, I am here. If I want to ask to him, so I have to dial his number. Then will communication will be there, connection will be there. Then easily hours together I can talk. So before connecting, I must know how to connect. I am having many questions. Yes, that's why I want to know how to forget and how to come out. How to be soul conscious. Yes, I want to know the how to communicate. What are those things? Yes. So mind to mind communication, simply just I'm having mind and there is also mind, I can connect. The frequency numbers are there, no? Frequency meet is necessary, no? Even if you want to listen the radio, then you must know the frequency number. Then only you can connect. Otherwise, you are having radio, BBC also broadcasting. It is there, two things are available. But to receive, how you receive the vibrations? Which connection? I do not have any connection. I am sitting here to connect to him. I do not have any other connection. I want to connect to him. But technique, how to connect? The number you tell me. 000. 00, same number. With same number you can connect. No, anybody is having? Yes. Once you are telling, telling that, you remember your own qualities?
Yes.
So, you know what are those original and duplicate qualities? Okay. This, if I'm activating, if I'm asking myself, I'm sit and I'll ask, yes, I am pure? No, I am not pure. I am peaceful? No, I am not peaceful. I am loveful? No, I am not loveful. Everything is coming negative. So if I ask myself, because I have to activate, no? So activating means I will ask myself, I am pure? Yes, I was once upon a time, but not today. If I want to become pure, peaceful, what I have to do? I have to connect with the source. So how to connect? That is I am asking. Subconscious is there. So I have to connect. What I have to visualize? Whom to visualize? Visualize whom? I myself, first. Yes, it is a process, very good. But I have to connect to him, no? First I have to activate myself, no? Yes. So I have to forget this body. Body is different, I am is different. So how to activate myself? How to realize I am a soul? Just I am telling I am a soul. Yes, I am a soul. Oh, I have to meet somebody now. Some other thoughts are also coming. Mind never travel straightway. Somebody's interference is there. So what is the technique? How, when you sit half an hour, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, you can easily connect to him. the frequency is necessary. Which frequency I have to connect? What are those refined thoughts? Now you came very close. Because if I'm just telling you, your mind is blocked. Just you are listening. Listening is not everything. So that's why I'm asking. If I ask, something will come out. You know everything. We are having plenty information, but we never use them. So let me use, let me activate. He is now coming close. So what are those things? So pure and impure thoughts. So pure thoughts, what are those pure thoughts? You are right. The thermospace system, these are the thoughts if you create, so you can link. So what are those pure thoughts? To connect soul to Bab Dada. So what is that ladder? Or what are the pure thoughts? One, good. Now this is, slowly it is coming. One, who am I? Second, who is asking? There are two souls? No. If I do not know this brother, I will ask, brother, what is your name? So you will tell, no? So you said, who am I? Whom you are asking? So you are different and soul is different? Yes, you are different and soul is different. Body is not speaking, it is instrument. So who is speaking to whom? If you tell me this, means you are accurate, you have know the spiritual knowledge. I have seen many people, they do not know. Who is asking whom? Now you came, because you know many, since many years, 15 years, I am giving this explanation. Nobody is new here, first timers, anybody? No, first timers. Even though by internet, by through classes, you know, many times, we listen, we know, we collect information, but we never use. We are so habitual, that is called one type of, what you call, we want to collect everything, information just. Use them. Eat less, digest more. Listen few things. Put into practical. Experience is authority. Is it? So meditation, connecting with Baba, becoming soul conscious, angelic stage. Simple things are there. First, we must understand. Listen from all. And try to understand what I have to do. What is my aim of life? Why I came in this institution? Why I want to do meditation? Because doctors are not for all. Bab Dada is also, God is also not for all. Unless I realize I am sick, I never go to a doctor, no? Is it? First I realize I am a sick. Then only I will think about the doctor, I will go to doctor. So why we want God? Why want to meet Baba? Bab Dada is there. He is very happy. Why want to connect? He said, I am the purifier. So he said, I am the liberator. Today I realize, physically I am sick. I will go to a physician. Spiritually, I am sick. So I want doctor, the purifier, the liberator. Otherwise not necessary. The first realization, why I want to remember him, what I want from him, then how to connect, all these things are coming. First purpose upcoming in this knowledge. What is our aim? There are different aims. So why I came here? I want to purify. Yes? So first I must know what impurity we are having. It is written anywhere else, pure soul, impure soul. No? How you tell? How you tell I am sick? There is a headache. Even nowadays, if somebody is suffering from cancer, 1, 2, 3 years he never feel any pain, any sorrow. How you prove him? How doctors will prove him? Science has developed. By X-ray we can show him. See, there is a cancer. So, pure soul, impure soul, some spiritual disease we are having, how you prove it? How you realize? Yes? How you realize? I am having particular disease. So, how you realize? So, dreams are telling what you are. When you are on the bed, eyes are closed, nobody is in front of you, the dreams are coming from where? So, one universal, at one point, One word you must know always, the essence of the whole spiritual knowledge, the only one version is sufficient. There is no need of knowledge, there is no need of meditation, nothing. Only one word, what is that? When I took birth in this body, with this instrument, anything I am doing, each action is recorded. And for each action there is a reaction. And there is no excuse of ignorance of law of action. This one word, if I remember always, because there is no excuse, I cannot blame anybody else. She has done, he has done. Yes, all are doing their own, playing their own role. What you have done. For that, I am responsible. And there is no excuse for that. I have done it. Is it? This one word, if I remember, never you think negative, never you give sorrow to others, my each action will become neat, clean. I think present, past, future, by doing everything, because that awareness is there. Whatever I am talking, oh, recording is going on. I must be very alert. Somebody is observing me. Though laziness is not coming here, you will be alert always. This one word is there. In future, from today onwards, keep this attention. Anything I am doing, okay, she is doing, he is doing, they are doing many things. All are having different role. They have to play. They will play. We cannot stop others. There is a heavy rain. You cannot stop the rain. But you can protect from that rain. You take umbrella. You protect. Is it? You cannot stop the nature. You cannot stop others. He will get angry. He will disturb. It is the role. He will do it. What is my role? You protect from his influence. That is in your hand. Is it? So this awareness is necessary. It is for the present. Whatever you have done past, to Baba is telling, connecting to me, I will give you new ideas, techniques. I will give you power. So connect with the powerhouse. Talk to me. Communicate with me. I will give refined ideas, knowledge, information, technique, powers. So how to acquire it? How to connect? So one word in meditation. One word always, because whole world is telling, do meditation for everything nowadays. So what is meditation here? In this university, it is a spiritual university. And it is a unique university. Here meditation is what? Very simple. What is meditation? Activate your consciousness. Connect with the supreme consciousness. One. Second, one more meditation in one word. Develop your concentration to achieve perfection in your profession or in study or anything. You do any activities to achieve perfection, neat cleanness in your activities. What is necessary? Concentration is necessary. And that is meditation here. So always Baba is telling, develop your concentration. If you are a student, if you are doing any type of profession, if you are home, serving your home, doing anything, each action is neat, clean, accurate, you are happy and you are giving happiness to others. That is our aim of life. Is it? To achieve that perfect life, peaceful life, loveful life, something is necessary. That is concentration. And suppose if you want to, suppose you feel that I want to connect with him, that is also how to connect. So that, already it is said, realize yourself as a soul. So how you realize? If I want to know you, so definitely I have to ask 2-3 questions. Brother, what is your name? From where you came? What you are doing, then I will understand, no? I will realize you, who are you, what you are. Yes? So if I want to realize myself, what I have to do? Minimum I have to ask 5 questions. To realize. Then that is called activate your consciousness. So how to activate? There are 5 questions. First, I will ask myself. Yes? So I am, who will ask to whom? mind is asking to intellect. I'm having memory. Everything is there. So when I sit each time, because I'm using this instrument, body, each time I'm coming in body conscious. So if I want to connect, so I have to activate myself. I have to forget this. How to forget? It is not easy to forget. Staying in this body, I have to activate. So one question is coming. There are five questions. Mind is asking, who am I? Wait, who will give answer? Intellect will give answer. Is it? I am so and so. It may be anything. If you are satisfied with this answer, go ahead. If you are not satisfied, no, I am not this. Ask, who am I? Go on, ask. One question, answer will come. Yes, I am so and so. If you are satisfied, okay. Ask second question. If I am so and so, then what is my form? That also, if you are satisfied, oh yes, this is my form. Third, if I am having particular form, then what are my qualities? Ask, one by one. Activate them. Yes, this is I was. Now I want to become like this way. That's why I want to connect to a powerhouse. Why I came here? Why I'm going to market? I want to purchase these things. So I must know. So these are my qualities. I was full of qualities, but today I am weak in these qualities. I want to recharge. Ask one by one. Activate. Fourth question. If I am having these seven qualities, so what I am doing here? What I am doing? I am driving this car. Driver is different. Car is different. Body is different. Whatever is growing in this mud, this we eat, body will grow. One day it will go into shade. Yes, I am not this. I am different. Yes, I am using this instrument. If I want to see, I use this my eyeballs. If I want to talk, I use this mouth. Now I am sitting in meditation. I want to connect. So I should not use this instrument. Here the word is coming, be bodiless. How? So when you give order to your intellect, when you will give order to your driver, do not drive now car, stop this car. Because I am having habit, when you sit in meditation, some noise will come, oh, suddenly you will see here. Something is coming, you will see here. So we are doing meditation or driving this car. That's why I said, this is one word, be soul conscious, bodiless. Means do not use your body. For that I have to give order to my intellect, no? Oh, do not, I am having habit of using this eye, using this body. Now I am sitting for some purpose. So I should not use. So if I am giving order, anything is going on surrounded to me. So she said, disconnect. This is disconnecting. So I do not want to use. I do not want to connect. I want to connect. I want to connect with him. So fifth question I am asking. So if I want to connect to him, so who is I am? Yes, I am a soul. And I want to connect my Bab Dada. Brahma Baba. He is also not having body. He is soul. Or directly Supreme Soul. Baba has given, I came near to you. I am in subtle words. Now, by sitting here, so you have activated, you have connected to him. So you are not thinking your body, you are not using. So once you activate, who am I? What is my form? If I want to connect to him, when I dial these five numbers, yes, I am not doing anything, just I am dialing here five numbers. If one number is wrong, so I cannot connect with you. So to dial, to connect with him, these are the five numbers you must know. Who am I? What is my form? What are my qualities? What is my function? And from where I came? I came from above space. Then I will search there. So here I am not using, I have activated myself. With whom I have to connect? Yes, Bab Dada is there. I cannot see him, he is in America. He is in London, I cannot see him. So I can talk to him, no? There is no need to activate him, visualize him. There is necessary? No, there is no need. He is somewhere else. He may be doing anything. By dialing the number, I can connect to his mobile. I can connect to his intellect. Now you talk to him. In subtle world. Bab that we know. So we can feel the vibration. Yes, I am detached. I am in space. You feel very light. Because there is no negative vibrations. Here there are negative vibrations. There is the internet is connected with negative. So when I come out, so there is pure vibration. You feel peace. No other thoughts will activate. No other outside influence. Because that atmosphere is pure. So then you will realize, yes, now I am close to my father. Now you communicate, you talk, Baba, you said me yesterday, you should not get angry. You have given me homework to do this, how to do. Anything you ask, you will get response. That's why Baba said, it is subtle communication. That's why Baba said, if anything comes, you ask me. And I will guide you. But what you are doing without dialing, without becoming soul conscious, you want to connect. So we don't get response. Right? Okay? Clear? How to connect? Be soul conscious first. Always. Whenever you sit in meditation, so how to become soul conscious? How to become bodiless? So there are minimum five questions. You have to ask. If I want to know you, minimum 2-3 questions I will ask. Then I will come to know who are you, what you are, from where you are. Then easily I can communicate with you because I know. So here also Baba is saying, know yourself. I have to realize because each second, since the whole cycle I am using this body, it is so natural. So it is very difficult. Easily you cannot leave this. Easily you cannot forget. So some techniques are necessary. So Baba has given this technique. If you want to communicate, first activate. Easily you cannot forget. So these 5 questions you are asking. Second, here only one I am telling. To one, always it is said. Now you are listening me, you are looking me. Till sometimes we use, give attention. What is attention? You are looking, you are listening. What is attention? Now you are listening, you are here. Physically you are here, mentally you are here. But intellect is somewhere else, thinking something. So what I am telling? Oh, I have not understood. Because the understanding power is in intellect. So nowadays in profession it is used. Bring your heart along with you. Yes? So without this heart you cannot go. So which heart you have to bring? Intellect is the heart of the soul. Is it? So if you are intellectually present, the full awareness is here. So while in meditation also, first Baba said concentration is first. When you concentrate your, then you can connect. So in English, 3 words are used. Perfect meditation. Full meditation is what? First, line clear. Second, connection clear. Third, relation clear. So connection, line clear from here to subtle world or incorporeal world. Line must be clear. If his line is not clear, some other interference is there. So you cannot easily communicate. Line must be clear. So what is that line from here to subtle world? Here to incorporeal world? So there is a technique. So how to keep that, make that line clear? So brother was telling, positive, pure thoughts. It is right. What are those thoughts? So it is, first you ask, who am I? It is pure. I am talking about the self. I am not thinking about the body. Yes? It is pure thought. System of pure thoughts. Yes? So first, who am I? Second, what is my form? Third, what are my qualities? Intellect is ready to give answer. Because we know the information we are having. So use those information. So our meditation is practical. Why? It is knowledgeful meditation. using knowledge, whatever information we have collected so far, use it, apply it. You have to apply the knowledge. So when you apply the experience, what you achieve, that is power, that is authority. So how to apply? So go on, ask from here to incorporeal world. Question, intellect will follow. So mind and intellect both are traveling, and you, how long you connect there with the powerhouse, so much you are charging. Sun is available. We are sitting in here. You will get sun rays? No, you have to come out. He is available. So you have to come out. So if you want spiritual powers, we are inside the body. Come out. How to come out? What is the technique? So these five questions. Fifth question, from where I came? Above sun and moon, there is subtle world. Go and ask, intellect will give you answer. What is subtle world? Oh, above us said, above sun and moon, there is subtle world. Intellect will remind you. So what is, who is in subtle world? Intellect will tell, yes, Bab Dada is in subtle world. How is he? In what form? He is in angelic form. He is in light form, not physical. So what is above him? That is incorporeal world. Who is in incorporeal world? Suddenly intellect will give you answer. Oh, Shubh Baba is here. Who is he? He is having eight powers. What are those eight powers? Because we want those eight powers. He is ocean of peace. He is ocean of pure. So you must know what is available in that market. Yes? If I want to go to market, what is available there? So there are eight powers are available. And I want those powers. So one by one I can ask Baba, you are pure. I cannot see anything. I am talking to him. I have dialed this number. Yes, I am having frequencies connected. So we can communicate. There is no need to visualize because everything is subtle. It is not physical. It is not gross. Subtle communication. We catch the vibrations. So once I activate, easily I can understand his vibration. I can catch. So one by, he is always pure. Yes. How he is always pure? Talk to him. If Baba is not having body, how, what is purity then? How he is pure? In what way? Yes, his mind, his intellect, his sanskar. Because I am his child, Baba said, you want to become like me. Never said, ask me, take something from me. Compare what my father is doing and what I am doing. I want to become like him. He is always knowledgeful. He is giving knowledge to others. What I am doing? Whole day. What is my profession? What is his profession? He is always lawful. He is always peaceful. What I am doing? Each time I am disturbing myself. No, I want to become like him. Compare. So how long you keep connection with him, talking to him, that is what? Connecting to him. It is meditation. It is called volcanic stage. Connect with the powerhouse. In the subtle world, Bab Dada is there. If you have any problem physical, whatever knowledge, it is not my Murli, it is Baba's Murli. He said, I came to teach you. I am your teacher. I am your father. All the relation. Baba, you said yesterday in the Murli, do this, do this. How to do this? Ask him. He is our teacher. If you have any physical problem also, ask him, Baba, what to do? He will guide you. It is called angelic stage. Any question, during this period, you are not thinking about the body, you are not having awareness of this. This stage is called angelic stage. When you are doing conversation with Bab Dada in subtle world, hours together you can do communication. He is in America, I do not know where he is. I can connect, I know the number, I connect. I can talk hours together, no? That is necessary to visualize him, do anything. No, he may be any corner of the world. Baba may be anywhere else. Yes, he said, he has given numbers. Dial this. I may be anywhere else. So you connect. And you can easily communicate with me. So this is necessary nowadays. Anytime, early in the morning, afternoon, nowadays, we came for this purpose. And no any work. Sit anytime. But one thing, otherwise, again and again, since whole cycle, you are having habit of using this body. So that's why one word, I have to come out, I have to detach. How to detach? How you'll come out? If you want sun rays, you have to come out from this hall. How you come out? Which door you will go outside? These five questions you should not forget. The word is you, that's why activate your consciousness. How to activate? So this five, first, I have to ask myself, because again and again, each second, I am so habitual of using this body. So I have to ask, who am I? What is my form? What are my quality? What are my function? And from where I came? So I dial these five numbers. Then I can, yes, I came from settled world. I want to talk to Bab Dada. I want to talk to my father, my home, Paramdham. Now you connect easily, no other thoughts will come. Without this, if you are sitting and doing conversation, so there is no concentration. Mind is thinking, yes, I am a soul, I am a point of light. Oh, I have to do this, I have to do that. Because free intellect disturb, interfere. So here meditation is concentration. What is concentration? What is concentration? What is the definition of concentration? So mind and intellect must work together at a time on one thought. That is concentration. So mind, how to bring these two powers together? Otherwise, always mind is thinking something, intellect is doing something. Always these two powers go adverse. So first bring them together. Then connect, either in study, or in profession, or in meditation, to achieve perfection. While studying also, said always, concentrate in your study. Give attention in your study. What is that attention? Where mind and intellect is working. So first, whenever you sit in meditation, prepare. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you prepare. Make line clear. Bring these two powers together. Always, whenever you should ask, who am I? Wait, intellect has to give answer. Otherwise, intellect is doing something. It is connected somewhere else. So we cannot experience. So if you are doing these five questions always, then you see no other thoughts will interfere. Nothing will come. No waste thoughts, maya, nothing. Why it is coming? We are not concentrating. Bringing these two powers together first. We are not developing concentration. That's why in the middle some other thoughts. It's called leakage of intellect. Leakage of past sanskars. Understood? So concentration is necessary. Once these five questions came together, so you are ready to fly. Before flying, make sure, yes, I am ready to fly. So if you are ready, then you fly. Talk hours together in subtle world. Nobody will pull you down. Nobody will disturb you. So why nowadays somebody is disturbing? Other thoughts, maya, waste thoughts, this and that. Why? There is no concentration. I am not ready for flying. So to connect, to experience, always together you can sit without any disturbance. For that, what is necessary? What is necessary? Line must be clear, concentration must be clear, and one more thing necessary. What is necessary? So you must know the numbers, not 00. It is old number. The way that mobile number is different. So what are those five numbers? Who will repeat? Your sister? What are those five numbers, you know? What are those numbers? Yes? Yeah. Only questions. What are those five questions? No. Wrong number. One, first number and last number. Once again. Okay. First, once again, repeat. Sister is trying now. No, without looking. No, you are looking for your book. It is copying. So we will repeat. Excellent. This is called full attention is there. Yes? Otherwise, we are listening many things, but we are not present here. So what is concern? That's why it is said, give attention. Listen with full attention. What is this? So where mind and intellect is here, so she is listening and she is recording. So if recording is perfect, so anytime you can repeat. If recording is not perfect, so it is said, attention is not here, listening, reading is nothing. We can read 10 times. We can listen 100 times. But understanding is not there. Means, intellect is not present. So one word is used, dull intellect, sharp intellect and mad. Yes? So if you want to become very sharp intellect, attention. So why you want to do meditation? Purify these two powers, mind and intellect. If this mind and intellect is purified, that is pure mind and intellect, easily you can absorb, easily you can connect, easily you can grasp. Even though we listen Murli, each word we can understand. We can experience while listening also. The listening power mind is very clean, sharp, no influence of negativity. Intellect is very clean, divine. So intellect cannot be easy as it is divine. So with this exercise, if we want physical fitness, physical exercise is necessary, no? So it is a mental exercise. So daily if you are doing 2 times minimum, morning and evening, this mental exercise, this mind and intellect will be clean, creating pure positive thoughts. Yes? So mind will be clean. How much long you connect? 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So there are 8 powers. So who will tell me the Baba is having, what is available in Baba's market? Baba want to withdraw. It is not Baba's power, it is your power. So what are Baba? You say Baba is almighty. He is having powers, minimum 8 powers he is having. What are those 8 powers? He is having happiness, some peace. See, he is sometimes dishappy, that's why he want to become happy. And love you must know, love is physical. He is not loveful, he is not ocean of love. Anymore? Blissful, powerful, pure, knowledgey, knowledgeful. Means you do not know your father. Who is your father? If you know your father, you will suddenly tell him, my father is having this much of money, this much of land, this much everything you know. So if he is your father, tell him what your father is having. What are powers? He is light. 8 powers he is having. What are? Because when you go to market, before going, you will prepare, no? What I have to bring from market? I have to bring this. So what is available in this market? Baba is having all 8 powers. And I want to charge them. I want these powers. That's why I'm coming to doctor, Baba. Yes? So what are those 8 powers? One thing, he is always pure. He is ocean of pure. When I came from incorporeal world, my original, you said that first. So originally I was pure. I want to become once again. Is it? So I want to take power from the powerhouse. Okay. Second, he is always peaceful. I want to become like my father. And I want to take those powers. I want to become peaceful. Yes? Third, what he is? He is knowledgeful. Yes? So I want to become knowledgeful. If I want knowledge, I want to connect, I want to take from him. Yes? Fourth, he is happiness. He is blissful. He is blissful, this is the fourth. Fifth one, what he is doing? He is a purifier. What his most important role? What power he is having? He said, I came to purify. I am the purifier. Sixth one. What is sixth one? What he is doing? In Hindi it is said, Mukti and Jivan Mukti. He is a liberator. Nobody can liberate us. When he comes, he is liberating us. And seventh one, that is okay. He is removing sorrow and giving happiness. But two more things. Bhagya Vidata. In Hindi. In English, what you say? What? Best ever of fortune. That is, in Hindi, it is said Bhagya Vidata. He is making our fortune. Otherwise, nobody can do. And last, eighth one. He is giving divine intellect. Divya Buddhi Data. These are the eight powers he is having. So if I want to make my intellect divine, so I have to connect with him. By his power I will make my intellect divine. If I want to make my fortune, he is doing that. If I want to become pure, if I want to become peaceful, if I want to become knowledgeful, so he is ocean. These are the most important. Other small branches are different. Eight powers. So when you sit and connect, so what my father is having, what he is doing, compare. Same thing, I want to do it. Because I am his child. I want to become son shows father. What my father is doing, when somebody will see me, oh, he is son of that almighty father. Looking to our powers, behavior. Oh, he is the son of that father. How you want to glorify Baba? That you cannot show him, he is your Baba. By your behavior, by your activities. So when you charge all these powers, so that's why you want to do meditation. Meditation is what? System is necessary. Easily you cannot connect. Powers. First is, he is a ocean of pure, ocean of peace. Second, third, ocean of knowledge. Fourth, ocean of blissful. That in Hindi it is said, Bhagya, that is called, no, in Hindi it is said, Anandaka Sagar, blissful. And fifth one is Dukharta Sukhkarta. He is a purifier. Same. In Hindi it is said, Dukharta. Sukhkarta means he is giving happiness, removing the sorrow. Remover of sorrow, giving happiness. Same in Hindi. In Hindi it is said, Dukharta Sukhkarta. He is giving happiness. Purifier. No, that's the third one. Liberator it is, not purifier. Pure. He is pure always. So he is pure. Okay, that is one. Then, sixth one is, what? He is a liberator. Mukti and Jivan Mukti Data in Hindi it is said. Fifth one. He is a purifier. He is pure and here he is giving happiness, not purify the word. He is removing sorrow and giving happiness. In Hindi it is Dukharta Sukhkarta. Means he is giving happiness. How he is giving? For that is that power he is giving. Through his power he is removing the sorrow and giving happiness. Afterwards, what he is doing? Mukti and Jivan Mukti. That is called, he is Bhagya Vidata. He is making our fortune. Bestower of fortune. And last one, he is giving divine intellect. I want to make in my intellect just like Baba. How in my intellect will be divine? Baba, I want to become like you. If I want to become like him, what he is having, what he is doing? So we learn, no? We never ask, give me this. So not asking. See, talk to him. And charge all these powers. 12 o'clock. It is clear. So when you sit in meditation, so if mind and intellect is working, channelize these two powers. So when you channelize these two powers, our physical energy is used fully. Then easily we can connect and we can absorb the spiritual vibrations. So who will absorb this spiritual vibration? So mind and intellect must be free. So she was telling, disconnect. How to disconnect? So when you connect yourself, other things are naturally disconnected. If you are not doing this, so we are in the body and bodily environment is here. Vibrations are there. Even if you do not like, some thoughts are activating, influencing. So why this thought came? So we are in this body. So here it is a net impure vibration, other vibrations are there. That's why when you came in Madhuban, we say, here meditation is very good. Why? So when environment is pure, vibrations are pure. Same if you just go outside in market, just you stand there, see, even if you do not like, other thoughts are coming. Environment is influencing. So pure environment is here, otherwise Baba is telling, come settle world, come to me. So environment is pure. Particularly, at least morning half an hour, evening half an hour, charge yourself. Experience that pure atmosphere. So daily if you are having this habit, then naturally environment, because if we want to progress in our life, two things are necessary. What are those two things? If you want to progress, company and environment. Good company is necessary. Suppose if you are having not good company, what he will tell you? Many negative information he will charge. Yes, an environment where you are staying, the environment is also influencing. So good environment, pure environment and pure company, good environment. If you are having, that's why Baba is telling, at least early in the morning, come to center, sit in Baba's room, their environment is pure. So environment is very important. Otherwise we can study in our home also. So why you have to go to school? Environment is necessary. Yes? And company is also necessary. So that we are right, you are having. So you see, when I talk to him, he is giving me worldly things. Try to detach. Protect yourself. With whom I have to keep relation? With whom I have to talk? What he is sharing? When you meet others, what you are sharing? What you are talking? So company and environment, because this confluence age is very important for the whole cycle, it is foundation. Protect yourself. Okay, it is his role. Do not defame him, leave him. You protect yourself, because we cannot change others, but we can protect. Because we know the importance of our life. We are having a particular aim and we want to achieve it. Before us, the aim is perfect. So looking, keeping that attention on my aim, but first my aim is explained to you. What is that aim? Each action is recorded. I should not, in future, from today onwards, I should not record any other things. That is my aim. Whatever I have done in past, in ignorance, so I want to clean them. I want to purify them. Two things must be very clear. Otherwise, we are doing meditation and we are following the same system. So what is the change? Protection, self-protection. For that, each action is, it is very important. One word always keep in attention. Okay, she is doing disturbing, she is getting, others are behaving. It is their role. Let them behave. Do not think, do not go to correct them also. First protect yourself. And if he is very soft, very close to you, and if you are having mercy, if you are having that power, then try to convince brother. First appreciate him, and Baba has explained for this. Do not go and change others. Do not tell others. But if you feel that good wishes, we say, so first appreciate him. And brother, if you don't mind, can I tell you one more thing? Yes, what? Tell me. Yesterday you are talking very loudly. It is not royal behavior. If he is very soft nature, he will accept your advice. If he is very strong, what he will say? If I am doing this, why you are thinking? Why are you looking at me? He can also, if he is very strong nature, he will tell you something. So that first appreciate him. Because nobody want to listen nowadays any advice. They feel that we know everything. We do not want any advice. Nobody want to listen. So that's why very attention is necessary. Because our life is very important. And it is very foundation for the whole cycle. If slight mistake I do due to any reason, so one whole cycle I have to wait. So that's why very attention is very important. Good? Okay? Now you ask if you want to ask anything. If you have any questions, you ask. Many things are there to tell, yes. Like sometimes you have to listen, you also. No, actually it is very easy. Why it is difficult so far? So before that, from today onwards, before that what is to do? You never prepare your foundation. So you used to keep your these two powers very free, open. So they used to go here and there. Now you know the technique, you climb with systematically, so no other thoughts will interfere. You know the road from here to there, so easily you can go. If you do not know the road, then you will see here and there, you have to wonder. Because you do not know the perfect way. So now way is very clear to you. Even closing your eye, you can fly. Just to sit, do not think I have to go settle world, Andali state, nothing. Just to sit, talk to you. Do not leave 1 second free. If you leave 1 second, intellect will remind you something. So go on, ask slowly, just sitting and talking to you. You ask, who am I? Intellect is giving answer. So if even by chance, intellect is giving another question, some answer. No, I want to do this work. That's called, do not suppress your mind. Do not control your mind. Convince your mind. By chance some other thought came, yes, I have to meet him, but not now. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock I will meet. Give the time. Clarify the thought. Do not suppress. Come once again. Who am I? Initially it will be there. So who am I? What is my form? What are my qualities? If you are giving, go on giving answer. So mind and intellect is on the track. So they are traveling. So once you ask 5th question, no interference will be there. Because that atmosphere is pure. 5th question, from where I came? So once you came above space, even the racket is also going up to space. It requires extra power. Once it go to space, easily we can fly. Because that atmosphere is pure. Then talk to Bab Dada. Any question you have, any difficulties you want, go on, ask. If you are talking, suppose by chance, if you don't get touching, do not wait. Do not worry. Today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, through Murli, through somebody, Baba will give you, clarify. Because it is his responsibility. He said, if you are asking anything, it is my responsibility. Without asking me if you are doing anything, you are responsible for your action. Yes? Easily you can communicate tomorrow. If you are not understand, tomorrow Baba will clear you in Murli. Yes, everything will, but keep connection. Go on asking. In after telling Baba, if anything goes wrong, you can ask him, Baba, you are telling, tell me everything, and everything I have told you, and you have not given, see, there is a defects in my life, some sorrow, something came, now you are responsible. So you can hold him also, no? So if you are telling everything, let's be clear with him. Yes. Now if you are asking, morning, Baba has given time, because when you are taking rest, after rest, yes. There are five stages in meditation. Complete meditation is what? Many times it is explained, first is soul conscious. If you are solving these five questions without any interference, so you are perfect soul conscious. It's the result. If you are adding 2% of hydrogen and 1% of oxygen, water will be there. There won't be a milk. So what is soul conscious? What is angelic stage? First, if you are just solve five questions without any interference, means the result is soul conscious. Fifth question. So if you came above sun and moon, in space, that is subtle world, now you do conversation. When you are doing any type of conversation, that is angelic stage. Above that, I came from incorporeal world. Who is in incorporeal world? Oshu Baba is here. So he is having 8 powers. One power, each power you take and compare what my father is doing and what I am doing. If you are doing 8 seconds comparison with Baba, so you are connected with the powerhouse. So if you are connecting like this, it will take more time, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. So much deep connection. So you are charging deep power. You are cleaning the negative dreams. You see, dreams are coming. So what is the proof? My dreams will be clear. I will be purified. How deep connection you are having? His powers. So day by day, negative dreams will be clear, you see. So he is purifier. So connection must, after that, when you are fully connected, all the 8 powers you are charged, last world benefactor stage. Suddenly you remember, you are full. Baba, he is your child, very good. But always he is getting angry. So he is your child, you must give him power of peace. Serve the whole world. Connecting with the powerhouse, and you are creating thought, that is called powerful thought. Serving the whole world, powerful thought. Serving the a person with thought, that is good wishes. It is not powerful, serving with the thought. Mental service. It is also mental service, but connecting with the powerhouse, powerful thought. These are the 5 stages, perfect meditation. Soul conscious stage, angelic stage, incorporeal stage, and world benefactor stage. 5 stages. So process, from sitting, when you are sitting, half an hour sufficient. Early in the morning, once in the morning you charge, in the evening once again. For that time Baba has given 4 to 5 morning. In the evening 6:30 to 7:30 or 8 evening. During this 2 period, he has given period, you connect, you charge. Whole day, maintain yourself. So maintenance also, 2 type of maintenance is there. Yes, what are those 2 types, how to maintain? Now, new things. So maintenance is 2 type. One is, Baba said, when I will see her, I have to see, I am staying with him, I cannot run away. He is very angry mood, his nature is not good, but I have to stay, I cannot leave. But one thing to maintain yourself, protect yourself, you know, whenever you see him, Baba, he is your child. You give him power of peace. You give him power of love. I do not have any relation. He is your child. Staying with others, if something is going wrong, protect yourself by giving good wishes. This is even whole world, whenever you go, whenever you see anything, otherwise we will get influence. Because his vibrations are more powerful. They will attack. So protect yourself from others' vibration, you give first vibrations. If you are giving first, then you never influence. Yes, whole day, for protection. One more thing, to protect your own mind. Early in the morning we read Murli, take one Murli point, Because it is said, healthy mind in healthy body. Healthy body and healthy mind. For healthy body, 3 times in a day minimum you are taking food. How many times you are giving food for the self? Only once. So 3 times minimum feed yourself. So how? Morning one murli point you have taken. After, when you are sitting in breakfast, we are having 2 hands. This hand is going here, this hand. Listen, read what Baba said today. Keep knowledge available along with you. One murli point. Baba said today, you should not get angry. Okay, it is keep it. It is a food for the mind. Whole day you work. Afternoon once again, you go for food, for the lunch. Then your this hand will go here, this hand pick up. What Baba said? Finish. Feed the food. Once again in the night. 3 times in a day, today's one murli point, if you are teaching, it is a food. There will be a balance. Healthy body, healthy mind. Otherwise, healthy body, weak mind. How to maintain whole day? Minimum. If you want to go for more fast, there are 5 techniques are there. But one is sufficient. Initial case. Teach yourself. Not early in the morning, 3 times in a day. It is a food, positive thought is a food for the mind. Morning you listen, 1 point you note down. Sufficient, not too many things. Tomorrow once again Baba is given, tomorrow once again you take new point. Each day select 1 new point. And feed yourself. One more if you want to go far, for more fast, that is called Baba is saying, Tivra Purushartha. How to do? You can go fast also. How in a whole day, 10 times, 10 brothers, sisters, they are phoning me. You listen them. Many things they are sharing, negative things. But we cannot run away. We have to listen. Okay, let him speak, tell me. But when he's talking to me, brother, wait 1 second. Remove the murli point. Baba said today, create positive. The influence of negative will be wiped out. The world will give me negative. We cannot run away. You have to stay in life, you have to stay in family, you have to stay in your office. We cannot run away. Where will we go? So let them give negative. But easily we can wipe out. Create positive. So knowledge, what you are listening, Murli, it must be available. Otherwise we note down, diary will be somewhere else and we are somewhere else. One Murli point, keep along with you. Suppose somebody is phoning, how many persons you are sharing today's Murli point? By reading or by memory, it is imperishable sanskars you are making. And this is knowledge is wealth. This wealth will serve you in the whole cycle. So share, talk to others, deal with others, come in communication. But share Murli point after talking. So when he's talking, 1 hour, listen him. Last, brother, wait 1 second. If he's not in knowledge, outsiders, brother, I have read today 1 book. I want to share with you. So share. Do not say, Baba said. It is also possible we share many things to others. So like this way, share each time from Baba's Murli point from your mouth, from your memory. Initially for 10-15 days, note down, keep along with you. Afterwards, it will be a habit. Afterwards, there is no need to write down. No. There is no need. It is a repetition. In meditation there is no need. If Murli point is not clear to you, then in subtle world, Baba, yesterday you said, do this. So how to do? You can ask, because he is our teacher. But do not ask Shiv Baba. Not Baba. Here, subtle word. Subtle word you ask, Baba, yesterday you said, you have given homework to me to do this. How to do this? I do not know. You are my teacher. You teach me. Any Murli point if you have to ask subtle words, then conversation. Okay? Any more? Even Shiv Baba also. Now one more thing. You said Baba said always keep company with me. I am your companion. I am your friend. How you will keep? Question is coming. So that is, when you are listening Murli point, 1 point, when you are walking, when you are alone, so you are talking with him. Because early in the morning you keep link with him. So anytime, Baba, today you said, so do this. How to do this? So you are talking, keeping link with him. So this is keeping company with him. One thing. Second thing. So when you see him, suddenly, Baba, he is your child. Give him power of peace. So if you want to give somebody something, you have to put your hand not in your pocket, in his pocket. So he is always along with you. He is your companion. He is your friend. Do not put your hand in your pocket, in his pocket. Baba, you give him. So keeping company with him always. Then you ask Baba, hold him. But you ask him, Baba, you said, so before doing anything, ask me and then do. So before doing this work, I have asked you. Now it is your responsibility. If this happened, there is something wrong, so you are responsible. And Baba said, okay, it was fixed in the drama. Do not worry, I will give you another way. He will compensate for that. Understood? He will compensate for that, do not worry. Because it is his responsibility. He said, if anything you are doing without asking me, it is your responsibility, you have to suffer either sorrow or happiness. If anything goes wrong when you are asking me, due to any other, there are many conditions. If anything goes wrong, do not worry. I am responsible. I will give you substitute for that. I will find out some other route. So you will feel, oh, this is wrong. Yes, it is wrong. But you will feel afterwards, it is good. Because he will give substitute for that. He will give you some other way. Because, you know, because sometimes you are very rigid. Baba, I want to eat this ice cream. I want this. And Baba knows you should not eat this ice cream. It is very bad for you. Then you feel, Baba, I am asking and you are not giving. All are getting ice cream and I don't get it. So you feel, Baba, you are not listening me, you are not giving me. But after sometimes you will get another thing. Oh, Baba has said me, that's why he has not given me. That we will realize afterwards. Understood? These things are going on. Afterwards, yes, if doctor, when you, after something goes wrong, then you will ask doctor and he will say, you should not eat ice cream. Oh, yesterday I was having deep desire and that's why Baba has not given me. That you will realize afterwards. Any more? It's okay? So now, afterwards, in the evening also, listen and put into practical. Two things you do. Necessary. Or minimum three things. Not many things. Because knowledge is too much. One thing I said, keep attention always permanent. Anything, this always awareness must be there. Anything I am doing, it is recorded in me. And I am responsible for this, for my happiness or sorrow. This awareness is there, so it is self-control will be there naturally. This is one awareness. Second, so when you sit in meditation, we systematically climb, connect. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, fix and do meditation, morning and evening. Depends on you if how much charge you want to charge. Third, protect from outside influence. So whenever you see, whenever I see, oh, why she has wear this cap? Why is wearing doing this? This question is come. Idle mind is devil's workshop. If you keep your mind free, so some other, that is called influence, will be there. To protect yourself, always you create positive first. You give first. Because we are the children of great donors. We do not want anything. He may smile, he may not smile, he may say Om Shanti, he may not. But I have to give him first. Baba is your child. Give him power of peace. So when you are creating positive thoughts, his negative powerful thought cannot influence on you. You are at least to protect. But we cannot stop him. He will bombarding. But you can protect. And protect your own mind. Keep always one Murli point along with you. As per your choice, you select. There are many things Baba is giving. Select today this point I have to use and I have to share. One drop of positive thought is sufficient. Tomorrow morning once again Baba is giving. 30 days, 30 Murli points you are feeding yourself and you are sharing to others also. try to share. When you meet, you have to tell him, even if you are talking, in the middle you add. Yes, yesterday, today also Baba said like this way. So if you are fully convinced, it will come in your words. Share others. This is very important. Okay? Good? Convinced? Otherwise, many things are there. What you have to do? What is Tivra Purusharta? Baba is telling, do fast Purusharta. What is that? Minimum these three things. And each day you see in the Murli, you will get new point. New things Baba is telling. And share with others. How much you are sharing, he may get benefit, he may not get benefit, but I will record. One more thing you may ask here, brother, instead of explaining others, I will read. I will listen, it is okay. No. You are not creating sanskars. You have to create sanskar. When you put into action, then it is recorded. Listening is not recorded. Reading is not recorded. So when you do action, when you are explaining others, it is action is recorded. And it is permanent sanskar. This sanskar will feed you in the whole cycle. It is imperishable wealth. So you are not creating. It is there. It is coming. So if you are coming, it is coming. So talk to yourself. Why I am thinking about her? What I want? Do not suppress. Do not control. Convince. Thought will come because it's a habit. Do not fear. Clarify it. Why I am having this thought? What I want? Analyze. Other what happens? We fear. Oh, why this thought came? So no, analyze it. Convince yourself. If suppose somebody is telling something, you convince them, no? We give knowledge, no? Same knowledge you talk to yourself. Sit alone, sometimes when you go talking, alone, talk to you. Convince yourself. So how much you are convincing, you are clarifying, you will come out. If you suppress, if you control, again and again that thought will come. So do not suppress or control. Convince. To convince, you require knowledge. That's why each day, if you are one Murli point, you are storing experience it is. Because many times you are asking, talking, feeding yourself and sharing to others. So there is a positive thought you are stored. Sometimes some thought will come. You can use positive thoughts from your store. To convince. That's why listening, reading, you sometimes somebody is saying, I'm reading twice, whole Murli, three times in a day, whole Murli. Reading is not everything. So after reading, how many points you are sharing with others? That is very important. Okay? Om Shanti. Om Shanti. It is called dialogue, not lecture. Otherwise you come something and give straight with lecture. It is dialogue. Give and take. Some question answer must be there. No. It is family meeting. Not giving lecture. Lecture is different. Something you have to ask. Activate your intellect.